Good afternoon. I'm your host, Long Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gerald Wynn, for all Long Talk Radio, all about sports. And I'm going to give you some of the yesterday's college basketball scores. Vanderbilt, Kentucky. Kentucky beat Vanderbilt 85-72. Syracuse beat DePaul 59-57. Baylor beat Texas 80-77. Gonzaga lost to San Francisco 81-77. Utah lost to BYU 82-69. Also, Marquette beat Connecticut 70-68. Kentucky State lost to Georgia Tech 98-50. Kansas beat Kansas State in overtime 81-79. And Northwestern lost to Michigan State 70-79. Also, Duke lost to Georgetown 89-77. Louisville lost to West Virginia 77-74. LaSalle lost to Temple 51-64. Also, Northern Iowa beat Missouri State 55-54. Eastern Michigan beat Miami of Ohio. Eastern Michigan 61-51. LSU lost to Mississippi State 61-51. Indiana lost to Illinois 72-70. Murray State beat Tennessee Methodist 77-45. Alabama lost to Auburn 58-57. Youngstown State lost to Cleveland State 77-69. Also in the A-10, Charlotte beat UMass 72-68. Pacific beat UNC Riverside 72-67. South Dakota State beat South Dakota State 68-63. San Jose State 58. Utah State 77. Fresno State 49, Boise 65, Oklahoma 46, Nebraska 63, Oklahoma State 80, Missouri 95. Western Michigan beat Kent. This is it right here. Western Michigan beat Kent State beat Western Michigan 79-73. Florida State beat Boston College 61-57. New Orleans lost to West Kentucky 76-52. And Siena beat Mercer 79-60. In the NBA, hold on, friend, I got a caller. Is this my co-host, Steve?
Yeah, it is.
I'll get right with you. I'm going to finish up these scores quick.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. My listeners are listening to your scores also, so that's cool.
All right. Atlanta Hawks lost to Orlando Magic 104-86.
Damn.
New Orleans beat, who they beat? Grizzlies 109-102. The Wizards beat the Knicks 106-92. The Bucks beat the Heat 95-84. Bobcats 103. Kings 96. And that was all your NBA scores for.
Charlotte.
I said that was the Bobcats. Oh, I have one more. Portland beat Dallas 114-112. And in your NHL, the Islanders beat the Flyers. The Flyers beat the Islanders 2-1. Kings beat Bruins 3-2. Canucks beat Maple Leaf 5-3. Rangers lost to Coyotes 3-2. The Flames beat the Oilers 6-1. The Blackhawks beat the Hurricanes 5-2. The Blue Jackets beat the Blues 3-2. The Timberwolves lost to, I can't say the last name, but they lost 4-3. The Wilds lost to the Sharks 5-3. And that's your scores of the NHL last night. So how's it been going, Steve?
All right.
Yeah, that was a lot of scores to get through today, yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, your Florida team, oh, for the day? For the day in the college scores, Ohio State beat Minnesota 85-63. Miami beat Virginia Tech 82-85. Manhattan beat St. Peter beat Miami 72-44. And Florida, 60, Tennessee 61. And Butler beat Milwaukee 73-66. And Pittsburgh lost South Florida 70-61. That was your college score for today. So your Florida team lost.
Yeah, can't win them all.
By one.
It was
by
a close game. So.
Yeah, it was. I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
So now, in the 8-10, you got another three-way tie because, as you know, we beat UMass. So everybody's 6-1 now.
That's good.
Yeah. The announcers are starting to call Charlotte the sleeper in that division.
Who's calling them the sleeper?
The commentators.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're calling Charlotte the sleeper team this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're
the surprise team, right?
Yeah.
Basically,
when it comes, if they're still up there in tournament time, it's going to be, they believe it's going to be at least 3-4 teams to get into A-10. I mean, to get into the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So, if Charlotte keeps it up, they got a chance to make it. But, like you say, you can't win them all.
Right. Actually, in the conference, at Xavier is 7-1. And then Temple and Charlotte are 6-1.
Well, Xavier must have won a game again.
Yeah, they're 15-6 overall. Temple's 18-4 overall, and Charlotte's 16-5 overall. And
oh, Amy said hi.
Huh?
Amy said hi.
Oh, hi.
So and yeah, it was a three-way tie. So Xavier must have just won another game.
Yeah.
Amy wants to know who you're going with.
I will tell that when I play my first song.
He will tell that when he plays his first song.
When we take a break and I play my song, okay, it will be determined who I'm going for.
Yeah.
That's all
hey,
I'm going to say.
I got a question to ask you.
What's that?
I forgot to do it. Anybody got any comments on anything today, you can call me at 917-388-4571 or my host.
At 347-850-1572.
And I'm talking from live from Charlotte, South Carolina, North Carolina. And Steve, we got an ice storm, Steve, snowstorm this weekend. We've been
yeah,
everybody
I saw
being
that. I saw that. That's great.
So yeah, it's been rough here.
Mhm.
So, and Steve calling from beautiful Sun Valley.
That is correct. I'm live from my KSLP Internet Radio Studios, also known as my dorm room. messy dorm room to say the least, but here in beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho. And you read that letter that I got from my fan, that one guy that called it, or that wrote in to me. You read that, right?
Yep.
Yeah. What was your take on that?
Well, you can't be perfect for everybody.
No, that's very true. That's what I keep hearing. You know, I keep hearing different things from different people, and it's like, well, you know, I appreciate the sentiments, the fact he wrote in, but, you know, I can't please everyone. I can try, but I would drive myself crazy if I did that. I mean, I'm definitely taking some of the guy's considerations into effect, and, you know,
I heard you had a comment.
What?
Oh, my ex-roommate.
Yeah, I did.
I told her don't tell you because I said, do not tell him. Because I know he was gonna have a comment on that. This is if anybody listens, this is an inside joke between me and Steve.
Yeah.
When we were at the Yellowstone a couple
years
ago.
Yeah.
And I had a roommate named Coffee.
Uh huh.
That was experience of a lifetime.
To say the least.
He wanted to be my space friend buddy and. Amy sent Steve a little message, and Steve made a comment about Coffee.
Yes, I did, and the comment I made was, the comment that I guess Amy put was that Daryl just became Facebook friends with Coffee, Coffee, Coffee.
Yeah.
And I put, yes, I just saw that. Just hope he doesn't ask for too much, in parentheses, cream for your coffee.
If anybody knows, we do get off the subject and talk about other stuff. But this was a roommate, so.
Roommate of yours, but I he has one of the best snorts I've ever heard, by the way. Absolutely. Seriously, I mean, if I could hear him with my ears stopped up, my TV on full blast, and I could still hear him snorting in the bathroom. That's one of the best snorts I've ever heard.
Yeah. I'm surprised he even did it. I am.
Well, he did it because he wanted to, he didn't care, you know. It's like, whatever, you know. He was just trying to snort something, you know.
Yeah. Oh, well, I was going to go back to the college rank. The SEC.
Uh-huh.
You know they fined South Carolina.
No, I didn't know that. What did
they do? For that on the court storming.
Oh, really?
They fined them like, what was it,
$23,000?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't understand. We did it. We didn't get fined.
Well,
schools do it.
It's a different conference, you know.
But schools do it. Every conference schools do it.
Yeah.
They win a big game, they storm the court.
If they upset a ranked team, and especially now when South Carolina did it, they beat Kentucky, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, which was the number one team. So that's understandable. But you got to remember, this is the same SEC commissioner that fined Urban Meyer back in, I think it was November, for comments that he made about the officiating. He fined him like $30,000, you know. So they are very strict in the SEC, and rightfully so, but they are very strict. So,
well, we beat the number 15 seeded team, and we stormed the court.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's a different conference. You know, I think And I'm definitely not putting down your conference, the one that you are affiliated with, and you are affiliated with it because you work with a team. I'm not putting down your conference.
Yeah.
But I think that the SEC has higher standards, you know. They expect more from their fans, and like I said, I'm not putting down the Atlantic 10 Conference at all or any other conference. It's just that I'm thinking that the SEC expects perfection not only from their teams but also their fans. And if that happens on a home court, then the University of South Carolina is responsible for the security and safety of the team, the other team, you know. And when people rush the court like that, you could have incidents that could come up and happen that could, you know, end up making not only SportsCenter but TMZ, you know. So,
but they do it.
Yeah,
everybody
does it, but it's like, Like I said, I think the SEC has a higher standard when it comes to the protection and safety of the players and coaches and staff of the opposing team.
So what happens when, say, when the national championship game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that team wins it, they run out on court for that?
Well, no, because I think they have such high security for the national championship game. That plus it's played on a neutral site.
Yeah.
You know, every year it's played somewhere different on a neutral site, and the chances are very slim that someone will be playing for the national championship. Excuse me, for the national championship in their own state. You know.
They usually don't.
Yeah.
If anybody has any comment on this comment, it's 917-388-4571. You're talking to Daryl Wynn. I'm your host, and Stevie P. He's my co-host. Last night, me and Amy got on a subject. It's about college.
Mm-hmm.
Most arenas around here, we got on a subject. I don't know how we did, but we got on it. Like at Charlotte 49ers, okay?
Yeah.
They do not sell liquor at their college football basketball games. They don't serve no kind of liquor. They don't sell no kind of liquor. And I found out from her, they don't even sell coffee or hot chocolate. Okay. Now, I don't know in the SEC, because I don't know about the SEC arenas. In the SEC arenas, do on the campus of the SEC schools, do they sell alcohol beverages?
You know, probably they might, but it's such a rampant problem. But I don't know. I never have attended an SEC a game like that. So, but I'm sure they do because, you know, fans are able to buy beer or whatever in the SEC for football games. So I'm sure that it would be the same thing for basketball, and then they cut it off at a certain point, you know, like at the start of the fourth quarter, they cut it off and don't sell any anymore. But I'm sure that they do. But
so are you trying to say our conference is a weak conference because we don't sell
no,
it?
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm just saying that different conference, different set of rules. That's all.
I'm just wondering how many conference stadiums do sell liquor.
Because
I know now when they go to the Bobcat Arena,
mm-hmm.
and the college teams play there, you know they rent the arena. You know it's not the arena.
Yeah.
So since the Bobcat Arena does sell liquor, that team can't tell them they can't do it because that's their policy.
Yeah.
But at our arena, we don't sell it at all.
Right. Well, it's also subject to local, you know, laws and rules within the, you know, within the city of Charlotte. So, but like I said, every conference is different, not saying one is better than the other, because that's definitely not the case. But, you know, I think, I can see them. I can see points on both ends. I can see from an economic point, as somebody who used to sell sodas in a stadium during a football game, which I have done when I was in high school. I can see the point of because you're making a lot of money, but I can also see the point because people get, you know, there's no control. And it's like, for example, and you saw this and I saw this in Yellowstone at the pub, there was no control really over what was sold to who. I mean, they you know, checked IDs for people under the age of 21. But for those people over 21, and you saw this and I saw this, there was a lot of times where they would keep buying drinks and be allowed to keep buying drinks and would not be cut off because it was about the money for the pub. So,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So sometimes it's an economic issue, and it's, I mean, you know, you sell a cup of beer for, you know, $4 a cup, you know, when it only costs you, you know, 10 cents for the cup and basically like 25 cents overall for the beer, you know, you're making a total of, you know, $3.65 profit on each cup of beer, and then you multiply that by 6,000 or whatever it is, that's a lot of money.
That is so true.
Yeah.
But, you know, do you think, because you're an SEC fan, and I mean, I like all the conferences, they all good. But one thing they talk about, they call the big boys, they call the big boy conference. That's the SEC, ACC.
Yeah.
Big Ten.
Right.
Big
Pac-10.
East.
Pac-10.
Pac-10.
Yeah. Big 12.
They call them the power conferences.
Yeah.
Now, and then they call the little ones
the mid-major conference. Yeah.
Yeah. To me, it shouldn't be like that. And maybe I'm wrong. Anybody else got any input on that, give me a call at 917-388-4571. Because, okay, we might pay out. We might not play the big schools, but a lot of mid-majors are starting to play the big schools. It's not like, you know, they shine away from them. They get in the big schools. They're playing the Kansas. They're playing the Kentuckys. They're playing the Tennessees. They're playing the Texases. They're playing the Georgia Techs, Dukes, North Carolina. They're playing them teams.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they might not beat them, but they're playing them.
Right.
So mid-major to me is, you kind of say you're better. Okay, the team, Kentucky, Tennessee, and all that. Okay, I give them they're better. But how much better? Because I've seen mid-majors beat these big schools.
Mm-hmm.
They're not cupcakes no more.
No.
Now you do have some mid-majors that are cupcakes, granted.
Mm-hmm.
You have some big schools that are cupcakes, granted.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But who's to say? Do you get what I'm saying? Who's to say?
Yeah.
Who is stronger than who? When you beat a big school, you get the praise, you get the everything. So, is a mid-major less than a major conference?
No, I think it comes down to economics on the issue. I think it comes down to TV rights and the Atlantic, like, for example, the Atlantic 10 or your Ohio Valley or Mid Valley or whatever it's called, or Horizon, Sun Belt, conferences like that, they don't have enough exposure yet.
Now, the A-10 do now, because they play a lot on ESPN.
They're starting to get it. They're starting to get it, the A-10. They're starting to get it. But what I'm saying is they don't have – they haven't in the past had that exposure like the power conferences, the Big Ten, Big 12, SEC, ACC, Pac-10, Big East, those six, for example. But if they keep beating teams from these power conferences, then more people are going to start paying attention. If they keep going, it's a step-by-step process. If they keep going further in the big dance, you know, a lot of these mid-major teams or mid-conference teams making it to the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, the Final Four. What was that?
Amy's phone.
Oh.
He heard your phone. But you know, it's a lot of. And you remember George Mason?
Yeah, that's one I was just about to talk about. Yeah, George Mason from a couple years ago.
Yeah, they're a mid-major team.
Yeah.
And they made a splash. Mm-hmm. But you know that since they made that splash, they ain't really did anything.
No, but they focused attention on not only themselves, but also their conference.
Yeah.
You know? So, but, all right. You want to take a break?
All right.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and this song that I'm going to play, I'm not going to say the name of it. I'm just going to play it, and then you will know who I'm going for in the Super Bowl.
All right.
I found it last night, so, all right. This is KSLP Internet Radio. I'm your host, DJ Stevie P., broadcasting live on location from Sun Valley, Idaho. My co-host is Daryl Wynn, broadcasting live from Charlotte, North Carolina. And this is my pick for Super Bowl 44. So enjoy this, and I'll be back in about 4 minutes. This one's about 3.5, 4 minutes long. So we'll be right back and here on Blog Talk Radio and KSLP Internet Radio.
This is he playing the song.
KK, you are the savior. We yelling black and gold of the Super Bowl. Black and gold of the Super Bowl. Black and gold of the Super Bowl. We yelling who that say they gon' beat them same. We yelling
checking bread.
We yelling black and gold of the Super Bowl.
KSLP Internet Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. That was somebody known as Kay Gates with New Orleans Saints. My pick for Super Bowl 44.
You go with New Orleans. See, I...
Or could you figure that out?
No, we both go with New Orleans.
Or could you figure that out from the song?
I figured it out. So, Amy, you're the only one that's got to make a pick now. So, Amy's the only one that's got to make a pick for her pick for the Super Bowl.
I thought she already did.
If anybody else got any pick, give me a call at 917-388-4571.
Or 347-850-1572. Now, speaking of the Super Bowl, have you heard about this controversial ad that's going to be airing on the Super Bowl?
No, Amy says she's going for the other one.
She's going for the Colts.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Have you heard about this ad that's going to be airing during the Super Bowl, this controversial ad featuring Tim Tebow?
No.
Okay. There is a group. It's a pro-family conservative group out of Colorado. They're called Focus on the Family. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're a very conservative group. Okay. They are putting out an ad. They came up with the $3 million or $2 million or whatever it is for a commercial, 30-second commercial. They are coming up with an ad during the Super Bowl featuring Tim Tebow and his mom, Pam, who in 1987 was told that she was pregnant while in the Philippines, she was told. But she was also told, she was advised to abort the baby because it could lead to her dying. She went against the doctor's orders, had the baby, and that baby became the 2007 Heisman Trophy winner, led his team to led his team to one national championship and helped in another one, and that would be Tim Tebow. So there's a lot of people out there, a lot of women's groups that are condemning the ad, even though it has not been seen, because it is his mom decided to choose life over aborting the baby. So my question to you is, do you feel that something like that is appropriate in the Super Bowl, and do you feel that commercial should be shown during the Super Bowl or not?
Amy, hold on for a minute. I got a comment. These days, it's a Super Bowl appetizing coming out, the commercial. It's about Tim Tebow and his mother.
Mm-hmm.
She had learned she was pregnant in the Philippines. She went against her doctor because the doctor said she could die.
Uh-huh.
And she had the baby. It's a lot of pro women's organizations are boycotting this 30-minute commercial.
30-second.
30-second commercial. Do you think it should be in a Super Bowl?
I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Okay. Yeah.
I have to agree with her. Cause
I don't see nothing wrong
with that at all. She said she don't see nothing wrong with it at all. I mean,
right.
What's wrong with it? I mean, it's just showing Tim Tebow.
Right.
Okay, his mom decided to have the baby. She went against the doctor and went on and had the baby, but he turned out to be Tim Tebow, and he turned out to be a good kid.
The argument that they're making, and believe me, I've seen over the last week, I've seen plenty of people talking about this. The argument that is being made by the left and by these groups like NOW, National Organization of Women, is because their argument is that they're choosing life over abortion, and it's a pro or it's an anti-abortion ad, and it's not that at all. Otherwise, CBS would not have decided to run it. But that is the argument that they're making without even seeing this commercial first. I have 2 points on this. Number one, I think it's a good story. It should be shared. Number two, he's a football player. Okay? Next year, mm-hmm. he will be in the NFL somewhere. Okay? So, why not show this ad about a decision that his mom chose, and every Florida Gator football fan or Florida Gator fan out there or fan of college football that doesn't buy into the BS about, oh, he's a crybaby or he's a whiner or he's not good or he doesn't belong in the NFL. Aside from that, anybody else that is true football fans should understand that this was a choice made by his mom. It has benefited so many people. He has been such an influence, positive influence on so many people at the young age of 22. Okay? Plus, like I said, he's playing football in the NFL next year. What a better way to kind of show a different side of him than by showing this ad during the Super Bowl. Plus, if the left-wing CBS, censors decided to air this, that they had no problem with it, then all these women's groups would basically just shut the hell up, let the ad run, and then decide later on if it was a bad commercial or not. In the same token, you have all these ads, you know, for Budweiser, for erectile dysfunction. You know, there's all these ads on there. So why not air something positive? And the money was paid. It was come up with, and it was paid. So it's like, just shut up, air the ad, and then decide whether or not if you had a right to, or had a reason, not a right, everybody has a right, but had a reason to object so openly about this commercial that will be airing sometime during the Super Bowl.
Well, people going to, if anybody got a comment on that, give me a call at 917-388-4577. And you give my co-host Steve a call at
347-850-1572.
Everybody can have a comment on it. Whether it's right or wrong, they're gonna have a comment on it.
Yeah. But wait till the commercial comes out. Don't do it before when you haven't seen the ad. You know, if you're going to attack this commercial, I say just wait. Watch it. You know, even if you don't watch the game, I mean, there are people out there that watch the Super Bowl, not for the game, but for the commercials.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of dumb commercials.
Hey, people be paying $2 million a piece for them. So
are you watching the Pro Bowl?
Well, right now I'm talking to you. So, no.
So I said, are you going to watch the Pro Bowl?
Am I going to watch it? Probably not. Probably not. It's a meaningless game. It's like whatever.
It's a fun game.
It's a fun game until you get hurt, you know?
It's a fun game to play because your season's over and you got nothing else to do.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true.
Now, you got to think about who you're talking to when you're talking about fun.
Mm. You know what's gone retired?
Kurt Warner, yeah.
Yes, he retired.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a mistake.
Well, I think it was his time. He, you know,
He's proved himself. He's, you know, how many Super Bowls did he play in? Like three? And he won at least one with St. Louis.
He was in the Arena League.
I say more power to him, you know. He's definitely qualified to be in the Hall of Fame. His stats have proven that. He's definitely, you know, fought back against, you know, there's a few years he was out of the league and, you know, was a grocery clerk. Back
you say he's a, you say he's a Hall of Famer.
I think so, yes.
I don't. I really don't. Because he don't have the stat.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
To me, he just ain't did enough to be a Hall of Famer.
That was Ben Nugget.
I say if we stay at least two more years, yeah. But he's not. So to me, he's not a Hall of Famer.
No.
I know people don't disagree with me there. You disagree with me there.
Well, you know.
He hasn't shown me nothing like Brett Favre. He hasn't shown me nothing like what's his name? The Pittsburgh quarterback.
Roethlisberger?
Yeah. He hasn't shown me nothing like Eli Manning.
Eli Manning hasn't shown nothing.
He has a better rating than he do.
So I'm looking up I'm looking it up to see what his stats were. So
now, if you compare him to the Hall of Famer that's in there now, do you think he's a Hall of Famer?
I think so. I do. I think so.
So you think he's about equal to Roger Staubach?
Well, I never saw Staubach play, so I can't. I mean, you and I had this discussion before, you know. Compared to some of the quarterbacks of today or of the last, say, 20 years, he is up there, definitely. Now, yeah, so I believe he is definitely up there, but I'm still trying to get to the site so I can find his stats and read you his stats. What are his stats? So
I mean they're good, but I just don't think they're Hall of Fame good.
Right.
I mean, he's had a good year. I mean, he had good seasons. You know, we all, like you said, we all have opinions.
Yeah. He had a good career. Anybody that can win a Super Bowl ring, that's a pretty good career. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, for some reason,
it's
not coming up, so.
If he does that mean he won a Super Bowl, does that mean he is a Hall of Famer? No.
No,
not necessarily.
You have to look at his overall postseason stats. Not just one or the other. You know, you have to look at everything. together. Now, let's see. Looking, I said for some reason my computer's, and it tends to do this occasionally. It's not working properly here, so but I'm still trying to pull up these stats as quickly as possible. Yeah. Okay. Well, looks like my connection is starting to go out a little bit. Yeah. Well, you know. Luckily, I'm still on the air and haven't had problems as far as that. So. But,
I mean, would he go into the Hall of Fame? Probably. Do he deserve to go in the Hall of Fame? Maybe. But.
When is your next show?
I don't know. When's my next show?
I don't know. It's supposed to be Friday, but we might not be doing it on Friday.
It's supposed to be Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's the weather's good, watch it for. If the weather's good, we might be going to.
We're looking for apartment.
Well, yeah, we're looking for apartment.
Oh, you are?
Yep.
Again?
Huh?
Again?
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, nothing. We just. Just want to get out of here.
Yeah, I can. Well, actually, hold on, Daryl. I have a caller. I actually have a caller calling in, so I'm going to put him on the air. And so, caller, you're on the air.
Well, thank you for letting me on your show. This is the Outlaw from Outlaw Sports Radio, and I noticed you guys were talking about the Super Bowl. So I know you don't have a lot of time left on your show, but I was wondering if you guys had any comment about the New Orleans Saints defensive coach telling his players the comment he made in public about if they did late shots on Manning, or if he – basically what he said is that in a roundabout way that they were going to go after Manning, and if he got hurt or could not play any further, that was fine with him. Just wondering what you guys thought about that.
Daryl?
Oh. I don't think anybody should go after anybody because
I don't either.
It's wrong. You're playing football. Play the game right.
I think it shows poor sportsmanship. Especially a leader like a coach saying that's just poor sportsmanship. I know you're trying to win a Super Bowl ring, but still, it's like that's like below the belt, you know.
And why would you tell your team to go after a quarterback, hurt him, to put him out where you can win a Super Bowl? You both got there, okay? You both had a good season. You both got there, so may the best team win.
Yeah.
If Indianapolis is better than you, they win. Congratulate them. Give them all the grads they got. New Orleans win. Give them congratulations. But don't go out there and try to put somebody out. No.
Mm-hmm.
That's dirty, cold.
And also, don't put a soundbite out there that the other team is going to, you know, use by putting on their wall. And the offensive players for Indianapolis are now going to probably, you know, do their, you know, damnedest to make sure that that they protect Manning. So.
Yeah, but you know it's wrong. It's a lot of that go on in sports right now. And it's sad to say it does. The game of football, any game, is not made to be like that.
No.
I don't care if it's football, basketball, baseball, hockey, whatever. It's not made to be like that. It's made to be played as a sport to have fun.
I don't know about hockey. That's kind of one where you could kind of argue the point. But what Greg Williams said, and he said this on a Tennessee radio station on Tuesday, he said that they're going to have some Remember Me shots for quarterback Peyton Manning in next week's Super Bowl. And he actually went on further in another interview and basically said that that they wanted the defensive players to take shots at Peyton Manning if he could not play. That would basically be a good thing. And the Colts are reporting that they're not getting too riled up about this, but it kind of makes an interesting
What's the meaning?
They might say in public they're not, but, you know, privately, those offensive players, you know, his offensive line is saying, okay, you know, come after him and we're going to take you out, you know. Trash talking in sports, you know, it's one thing, but that, like I said earlier, that's kind of going below the belt, you know.
And what's the meaning of him doing? I mean, you're both there. You both want to win. Win the game right.
Well, beyond the Super Bowl, let me ask you guys this. Now, in this next coming up season, the 2011-2012 season, after we're going prospectively past the Super Bowl at this point, what do you guys feel about the uncapped season and the possible work stoppage in 2012?
I hope it don't be like the one that they had before, where they had to go get scrubs. That diminished everything.
Anytime.
Because you pay to go see the pros,
mm-hmm.
the big boys play. You don't want to come and see somebody else play.
But any time you have a lockout or a stoppage or a player stoppage or something like that, the one that hurts the most, it's not the players, it's the fans.
Yeah.
It's the people that works in the stadiums that you know, sell concessions or, you know, sell souvenirs, because then they're out of a job too. It's not the players, it's not the owners, but the ones that hurt are the fans and the local communities in which a team will play. That's who hurts the most.
Back to you, since you gave us that comment, do you think they're going to have to stop it?
Well, right at this point, there's no indication that any deal is going to be made anytime soon. This year, what I look to see from my research is I think you're going to see a real lopsided season in 2011-2012. Teams that have money are going to spend the money, and the teams that don't have the money are not going to be able to spend the money and get the players. Basically, my feeling on it is that you're going to see a lopsided season. You're going to see some games that this year ought to be really awkward. I don't think they should. The fairness rule that they had set up in the 70s has been established for a long time. I don't think the NFL should allow to go to an on-cap season. And I think they should keep the fairness rule, but it's not going to happen this year. The NFL is going to let it slide. They're going to see what's going to happen this year. I foresee the NFL players are now approaching the Supreme Court. Some of the players and stuff went there to try to stop it. I am hoping the NFL works out some kind of agreement this year so there will not be a 2012 stoppage. But I do agree with you guys that if there is a stoppage, you're going to see a lot of other leagues sprout up, maybe like some semi-pro leagues and maybe like United Football League might actually have a chance out there to spring up against the NFL, arena football. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you say one of my teams, like you say, they're going to have to, like, okay, I'm a Lions fan, okay? They're the sorriest team in the league, but I love them dearly. Now, that's one team that's going to not gain anything.
Caller, I see you're calling from the 904 area code. I'm from that area. That's the Jacksonville, Florida area. How do you think what's your opinion on how do you think the Jaguars will fare if all this comes down the way you think it might?
I think Jacksonville, along with like some of the other teams, like possibly the Buffalo Bills, and like you're saying, the Detroit Lions, teams that do not have big capitals. Jacksonville here has more problems than what is being stated. I will tell you, Jacksonville's in for. There was a big news article about Jacksonville just in today. As a matter of fact, if they don't sell out a good portion of their regular season tickets, they're going to be in some pretty hot water the way it is. That's why I think for an on-cap season, you're going to see some really lopsided games. And I think Jacksonville is going to fall in one of those. There was a possibility of Jacksonville going over to Orlando. There's still a possibility of Jacksonville being sold over to L.A.
Mm-hmm. I've read that too.
I don't think it's going to happen this year because they've re-signed. Number one, the stadium here in Jacksonville is contracted through 2012, so probably nothing will happen until then because whoever bought Jacksonville would have to pay an enormous amount of money in fees for the stadium.
Yeah,
and
the city. Yeah.
To the city and stuff like that. So I don't think that's going to happen until – so you're probably looking at 2012. Now, what I read today about Jacksonville is what Wayne Weaver is basically stating is that he wants – the team built on going back to the 3-4 defense and built around running, which would be around probably Jones, which was their major acquisition last year. But I feel 2011, 2012 after the Super Bowl will be very lopsided if something is not done.
Right.
So who do you pick for the Super Bowl?
The way I put it is I did pick the Saints, but this is my quotation behind that, is that the Saints are going to have to keep the Colts off the field. They're going to have to control the clock. Have to put the number one, the Saints defense is ranked number 18. The Colts is ranked number 25. A lot of people are thinking it's going to be a high-scoring offensive game, which could be a very high possibility. Both these teams can move the ball, no doubt. What I saw in the Saints playing the Vikings, though, is that they're going to have to stop the Colts. And the only way to do that is to keep the Colts' offense off the field and keep their defense on the field. So I think the Saints should really not control the ball more and run down the clock, not worry about cranking out the score so much. I mean, you want to score, but, I mean, like just a battle back and forth of scores the whole entire game. I think the Saints could pull out the win, but I think – you know, the Colts are favored in Vegas, I think, anywhere from 5.5 to 6. And they're a very heavy favorite, but I like rooting for the underdog, so I'm pulling for the Saints.
Yeah.
I hate to interrupt you, but on my show I have 90 seconds, and we've been
I extended my show, so, you know, we can still talk about sports. I extended it for another 30 minutes, so my show. So, if anybody else out there wants to call in, it's 347-850-1572. I'd like to thank Daryl Wynn for joining me today. And we're talking to – who is this from Jacksonville?
My show is called Outlaw Sports Radio. I'm known as the Outlaw Michael Tomczyk from Outlaw Sports Radio.
Okay. All right. We're talking to the Outlaw. And
he brought up some good stuff today. I mean
– yeah.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, I want to see it be a good Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Good Super Bowl and may the best team win.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that counts.
Now, what's your opinion on Kurt Warner? Me and Daryl was talking about Kurt Warner.
Well, it's up to y'all now because I'm going. I got 10
yeah.
seconds.
Okay. All right. So I think personally that he
yeah. –
is definitely a Hall of Famer. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I definitely think Kurt Warner, you know, he's one of the only quarterback that came from, if you guys are familiar with the original Arena Football that closed down this year in 2009,
mm-hmm.
he came from the Arena Football and he came over in the NFL and he's been very successful ever since he came over
mm-hmm.
from the Arena Football. And I do believe he deserves a shot at the Hall of Fame
definitely.
For sure.
Definitely. And also, I'm sure, you know, it's really big news in Jacksonville. Of course, it's also big news on the national front about the Super Bowl ad that's running, that's going to be running with Tim Tebow.
I really don't have an opinion on that. There's been an outcry from some people. I think that there's a, you can look at the commercial one of two ways. You could look at it as, a bad thing, or you can look at it as a good thing. I think him telling his story, and how about how his mom almost gave him away, and, now he's out here and he's, coming up and possibly going to be drafted into the NFL, probably will be drafted into the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
And, I think that people that complained about it, I don't know, you kind of look at something half empty or half full, Nobody's going to agree on everything, but I haven't actually seen the commercial myself.
Yeah, nobody has.
And from what I understand, there was an outcry about it. You're talking about commercials. Everybody's crying about Tim Tebow commercial, but then here's CBS is going to let Bud Light, Dockers, and I believe it's CareerBuilder.com, those three companies are going to all be showing these commercials with people in their underwear and all that. On my show, one of my questions was, would you go to the Super Bowl in your underwear? Just because all these commercials are going to be in the Super Bowl. This year, the Super Bowl is changing as far as commercials because a lot of the main sponsors pulled out. My wife was telling me a story yesterday, and this even bothers me more, I think, than the Tim Tebow, more controversial. There's actually a company out there, it's a gay dating site, that has put a $7 million bid for a commercial during the Super Bowl, and they're actually still considering doing this commercial based on that they're giving them the highest bid.
Right.
So you want to talk about controversial.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
That would be one to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree with you on that. I mean, I've been watching some of the stuff on some of the news shows, like on Fox or Fox News or, stuff like that. And they've been talking about it, and they've had people on there that object to the ad. And it's like the main point is nobody's seen the ad. Just watch the ad first and then decide if you want to complain about it. But yet, in the same token, as you said, you have all these other companies out there that are producing, and this is supposed to be a family-friendly show. After the whole Janet Jackson debacle 6 years ago, the NFL wanted to clean up its image, but yet they're still showing these commercials. So,
well, the NFL's in I think they're in a state where they have, a lot of people don't really understand, like I was telling you earlier about this work stoppage about 2012. I mean, you talk about the NFL, it's a $600 billion industry.
Yeah.
You would think, and like you're saying, they said they want to clean up their act, but then yet they still bow down to these types of commercials, And I've always, almost every year, I've always liked the commercials around the Super Bowl and stuff like this. This year seems to be an odd year for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that Pepsi said a few months back that they was pulling out of the Super Bowl because, during the tough economic, times that we're in, $2 million an ad is, most people won't ever see that in their lifetime. So,
well, I know this much: I couldn't afford an ad for Outlaw Sports Radio.
I couldn't afford one for my show either. So, I completely agree with you. And
now, I have a question for you. What did you think about them as the Pro Bowl was on or is on today? Probably started just about now, actually.
Yeah.
And what did you think about them putting the Pro Bowl a week before the Super Bowl here?
I think it's worth trying once, but a total of what, 12 players, 6 from the Saints and 6 from the Colts, are now not able to play in this game because they have a very much more important game next week, but yet the fans voted these people in, and they're not going to be seen you know, in the game, and like I said, rightfully so. So I think it was worth trying once, but I don't think it's something that they should do in the future, you know, because the emphasis is on the Super Bowl and not the Pro Bowl.
Well, generally, the Pro Bowl is, you know, not the most hyped up game because, you know, it's really not, I mean, it's more of a game where the players show up and it's kind of a relaxed game, you know.
Yeah.
Never like a real hyped up competition kind of game.
But well, that's the
I was
way.
Just kind of, because there was a few headlines about the Pro Bowl this week, like the guy from the Vikings, McKinney, how he got kicked off the Pro Bowl roster.
Yeah, I
and
read
about
that, yeah.
How, Chad Ochoa wanted to kick the Pro Bowl kickoff. Yeah, so, you know, they're trying to steal some headlines, I think, this week.
Well, you know, and that's the way an All-Star game should be. It should be a fun event. It should be, you know, for the fans, as well as for the players, but for the fans. And, you know, like in baseball, I don't agree with the fact that the winner of the All-Star game hosts the league that wins hosts the Super Bowl. I mean the World Series. I just don't agree with that. I think that's, yeah, I mean, I understand why they're doing it after that whole debacle in 2001 where the All-Star game ended in a tie, but, you know, I mean, it takes the fun out of it, you know, when you're playing for something like that, and for those 2 days there in July, it shouldn't be about competition. It should be, you know, just about fun and for the fans, you know.
Well, what did you think about this Herschel Walker going over the MMA?
Well, you know, more power to him. I mean, if he and I heard that he won his fight and that he handled himself pretty well. And if a person can do that, then you know, more power to him. You know, he's got bills to pay, so you know he's trying to stay active and out there, and good for him. So I don't see a problem with that, you know. So, I mean, if he was to go out there and embarrass himself, that would be one thing. But, you know, for him to win his first fight and, you know, to do that, I mean, that's good. I applaud him for, you know, being out there, you know.
Yeah, he did win his first fight, as a lot of people, I think, didn't think he could make the transition into it. Of course, the person that they put him up the fight with, I don't really know if it was a good matchup or not. I didn't look at the statistics and stuff for that match. And it's kind of interesting how some of the NFL players are starting to venture off into some of these other sports and stuff like that, though.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yep. But, you know, after your career is over in the NFL, you know, got to make a living somehow. So, and with a name like Herschel Walker, former Heisman Trophy winner, you know, it's like, hey, he's putting emphasis on the sport, on the mixed martial arts. And, you know, probably some fans out of his out there that, you know, have never liked MMA or, you know, never seen a fight will probably, you know, start watching. So it's not only good for him, it's also probably good for the sport. So.
I'll agree with you there. It sounds pretty good. So who was your pick for the Super Bowl, just out of curiosity?
My pick is the Saints. I am picking the Saints. I told my friend Daryl earlier about the Saints and that I was picking them. I'm originally from Atlanta, and so I spent 17 years in Jacksonville area. I grew up in Atlanta and I'm an MSC guy first and foremost. So, I mean, I don't like to go against Peyton Manning, but it just seems that there's so much morale and devotion to the Saints that it seems like fate is on their side. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but we'll just have to wait and see. But so I'm picking the Saints. I didn't pick them in the NFC Championship game. I picked the Vikings, but the Saints, just their defense was incredible against Brett Favre, and the way they, you know, kept knocking them down, but he kept getting back up, you know. Of course, that's a testament to Brett Favre. And
he took a beating in that game, and what do you think the future of Brett Favre will be?
I think if the last few years have shown anything, he's going to retire, then he's going to unretire, then he's going to retire, then he's going to unretire. And then come halfway through training camp, he's going to decide that he's going to go to – he's either going to stay with the Vikings or go to another team. But he'll probably end up coming back. He'll probably say, oh, his shoulders or his leg or this or that. But he'll retire and unretire probably about four or five times, and we'll go through this whole drama like we went through last year. And then everybody was saying, a lot of people were saying, oh, he's so washed up. This was after, you know, the disappointing season he had with the Jets. Oh, he's so washed up. And then he came out and proved that he still had it. And he could take his licks and dish them out too. So, but Minnesota has a very good team. I see them going far next year. And they have so many weapons in their arsenal. But Saints just proved to be better. So.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think Brett Favre's going to have to really do some thinking. I hope he doesn't do the wishy-washy thing again.
Yeah, I think people got so many people got tired of that after last year, that it was just like, okay, is this the NFL or is this a soap opera? I mean, because it almost had the same storyline, you know? But I hope he decides quickly, and, you know, he just needs to take some time off and heal, especially after that last game. But take some time off and then don't make any decisions. Don't decide nothing. Don't hold any press conferences. Just take time off. Get better. And then come April, May, early June, then decide if he's going to come back or not. But don't do this wishy-washy crap like you did last year, you know.
I agree with that. Do you have you followed the United Football League at all?
Not really. I living up here in Idaho now, I don't really have a chance to follow. I know very, very little about it, so.
I was just kind of curious because it's you know, a lot of people, they started up last year, and it's kind of, there's been some speculation about them coming back this year, and they're, you know, just kind of curious, like I was saying about the 2012 probably work stoppage, if fans out there or people in your area were following, because there was a team here in Orlando, so I was just kind of curious maybe in your neck of the woods if anybody had been following that league or anything.
You know, I really haven't heard much about it. The teams that people follow out here are either the Broncos or the Seahawks out here in Idaho. And but I say this, if there's a startup league out there, you know, they're going to have to take their licks. But if a work stoppage happens in the NFL, and these teams have, I mean, these leagues have been around for a couple of years, then people are going to turn to these leagues because people want to watch their football, whether it's semi-pro, pro, or collegiate, but people want to watch their football, and the NFL will be very wise to remember what happened not only to baseball but also to hockey during those two last work stoppage and what happened afterwards, where a lot of fans was completely turned off by these millionaire babies running around crying that they're not getting paid enough. So the NFL would be very wise to remember that and try to prevent, not have the Players Association run all over them, no, but try to remember that and try to do what is necessary to prevent a work stoppage. But it seems like they're destined to repeat what they've done in the past about having a work stoppage. So.
It just—it kind of also amazes me that, you know, I know everybody's hyped up about the Super Bowl on February 7th and everything. It just kind of really amazes me that you don't really see the story on the internet or anywhere. Nobody's really talking about it. The NFL's not really brought it up, you know, and a lot of people really don't understand the concept of it could really happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they don't. They don't bring it up because they don't want it to be brought up. Because then, you know, it's like they're putting on a facade image-wise. And, you know, people look past that facade, then where they're going to find something very ugly, you know, dealing with this potential work stoppage. So.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. And, you know, I'm going to cut out on you. I appreciate
right,
you letting have me on your show. And
hey,
I
appreciate you calling in. We like people calling in, me and my co-host Daryl from Charlotte, North Carolina. That's where he was at on his show. And he has a show, and then I have a show, and I call in from my show to his show. So we and then we co-host together. So I appreciate you calling in. Very insightful, and I hope you call in again. So thank you so much, and caller from Florida, and you have yourself a good day. Enjoy the Pro Bowl and the Super Bowl next week.
All right. Well, I was going to tell you, you're more than welcome to call in my show too, or any of your guys' listeners and fans. I'm Outlaw Sports Radio. My calling number is 347-857-4417.
Okay.
We are live tomorrow at 1 o'clock, so if you want to tune in, call in, check us out.
That's East Coast time, right?
That is East Coast time. So.
Okay. All right. Very good.
A little bit
very good.
On your time.
Yeah, it's 11 o'clock my time. So, all right. Well, thank you so much, Outlaw.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good day. Okay, that was Outlaw from Florida calling in. Very insightful. And as he said, he has a show tomorrow at 1 o'clock East Coast time. That's 11 o'clock Mountain time here on blogtalkradio.com. And I believe my friend Daryl will have a show next Sunday. On the 7th, his show and my show, hopefully, depending on my internet service. But his show will be at, I believe it's 5 o'clock on East Coast time, 5 o'clock, which is 3 o'clock Mountain time. And that would be for the Super Bowl. All right, so I'm going to take a real quick break, play a song, and I will come back. With some final thoughts here on KSLP Internet Radio and blogtalkradio.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Where's all my soul sisters? Let me hear your flow, sisters.
Hey, sister, go, sister, soul, sister, flow, sister.
Oh.
KSLP Internet Radio, good afternoon to you, 5:24 in the p.m. here in beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho. I'm your host, DJ CVP, and for the last 86 minutes or so, we have been talking about sports, first with my co-host, Daryl Wynn, calling and having his show from Charlotte, North Carolina, icy Charlotte, North Carolina, and then also Outlaw. From Outlaw Sports here on Blog Talk Radio called in, and he's in the North Florida area. And I thank both of them for calling in. And it's been a very fun show. We have about 4 minutes left of the show. And just as a programming note, coming up on Tuesday morning, and I'm going to change the time. So it's going to be about 8 o'clock East Coast time, 6 a.m. Mountain Time where I'm at. It's going to be my Groundhog Day show over on the comedy section of Blog Talk Radio. Also coming up on the 13th of February, I have an Out of Love show. That's an all music show on the music portion of Blog Talk Radio in conjunction with KSLP Internet Radio. And then also on the 14th, I will have a 3-hour show called In Love. Those are for Valentine's people that are in love or celebrate marriage or in a relationship. I'll be playing nothing but love songs that night. Also, please check out my profile here on Blog Talk Radio for a list of all of my previous aired shows. I have a lot of them that you can download and listen to at your convenience. Same site for updates on future shows. Sometimes I do a show at midnight Mountain Time, 2 a.m. East Coast time, for 3 hours of music. I am not doing that tonight. I might be doing that tomorrow night. Have not decided yet, but just stay tuned to Blog Talk Radio CVP for details on that. Also on the show page, you will find links to the American Red Cross and the Clinton Bush Haiti Relief Organization to help out those in Haiti. So we have 1 minute left. I'd like to say thank you so much for listening. I am your host, DJ CVP, and this has been Sports Talk with DJ CVP and Daryl Wynn. So thank you. To take us out, this is a song. Thank you. This is by Van Halen here on KSLP Internet Radio. Have yourself a good day. Enjoy the Pro Bowl and Super Bowl next week.